This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to CNBC TV18's Daily Markets Podcast. This segment is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Midweek trading is here and we are counting down to the RBI policy on Thursday. But the street is not reading too much into it because the RBI governor has already ruled out any premature rate cuts. Now, he mentioned that in an exclusive conversation with us during the World Economic Forum at Davos. The markets, though, have a mind of their own. Now, at a time when the rallies were getting sold into and analysts were calling for lower levels on the index, the Nifty sprung up a surprise on Tuesday and it ended very close to the 22,000 mark. And this, despite getting no support from banking stocks whatsoever. Now, speaking of banking stocks, the Nifty Bank fell for the third day in a row on Tuesday. Now, while Nifty is very close to its record high, the Nifty Bank is down 3,000 points from those levels. And it is also struggling to cross that 46,000 mark currently. So the overall picture there is not looking good. And today is also the weekly expiry of the Nifty Bank. What is looking good though is IT. The index made a record high on Tuesday, TCS made a record high on Tuesday, and that also took the Tata Group market cap past 30 lakh crore rupees. Infosys also contributed to that surge, hitting a 52-week high of its own, so IT is looking good. US markets were flat overnight, but the earnings there are seeing some very extreme reactions. There is a stock called New York Community Bancorp which reported results last week, but since then it has wiped off nearly $5 billion from its market cap. There is a defense company called Palantir which saw its shares surge by 31% after it reported an earnings beat, while on the other hand, Snap, which is the parent company of Snapchat, which you frequently use, saw its stock fall 30% in extended trading last night after it reported an earnings miss. Well, what you should watch out for today? Well, for starters, Monday's high on the Nifty, which was 21,964, will be the first level to monitor, following which the path towards that record high of 22,126 will open up. Now, some earnings reactions today. Britannia's volume growth was better than expected, while other parameters were mostly in line with expectations. Some commentary coming in from Navin Fluorine, and that does not look good, but that is also expected because of the commentary that other chemical companies have been reporting. Their operational performance was a miss on expectations. One of its molecules is facing pricing pressure. The management said that its Dahej plant is also taking longer than expected to ramp up. So we'll keep all of that in mind. But the company has also approved capex plans worth nearly 400 crore rupees. Some other earnings reactions will also come from stocks like Nykaa, JK Tyre, Everett, Godavari Power, and some other stocks that reported after market hours on Tuesday. In some earnings today, we have the likes of Tata Consumer, Trent, Nestle that will be coming out with their numbers. Now, in some positive news for Max Financial, the IRDAI, which is the insurance regulator, has approved Axis Bank's capital infusion into Max Life Insurance. Now, they were supposed to infuse some 1600 crore rupees, and now post this, their stake in Max Life will go up to 19%. Now, that is including Axis Bank and all the other related entities. The capital infusion now is pending approval from the Competition Commission of India. The primary market activity is heating up as well, as three new IPOs are opening for subscription today. The Jana Small Finance Bank, Capital Small Finance Bank, and Rashi Peripherals, all of them will see their issues open for subscription today. So we'll keep that on our radar as well. And since we are on the topic of positive news, some good news coming in from the field of cricket, as our under 19 boys did us proud last night at the Cricket World Cup in South Africa, where they beat the host nation in the semi-final. Now, they will now face either Australia or Pakistan in the final. We all know who we want in the final, but we'll wait and watch. Now, that's all for today. We hope you have a great day of trade. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com for all the live market action.